Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
Have you ever battled a catfish weighing almost as much as you on a rod and reel?
Well, Team Catfish Guide and professional catfish tournament angler Cody Molinix has. His 121-pound Texoma Blue Cat is the Lone Star State record. Fishing out of a 23-foot center console Falcon, Cody offers comfortable, family-friendly trips on Texoma to Waukenee, Lavon, Ray Roberts, and Cooper Lake. Call Cody at 903-815-0273 or visit www.catfish-guide.com.
So book a trip with Cody, because you never know, your next catfish could be a state record.
Call 903-815-0273 today. Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Ram season has arrived at Dodge City of McKinney. It's the 60-day handshake special. 60 days, no payments, or choose 0% financing for 60 months on all of our 2010 Ram pickups. Get a new 2010 Ram quad cab only $16,988, single cab only $14,988. All vehicles come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Exit Virginia Parkway off 75 in McKinney to see for yourself today or call Dodge City McKinney at 877-291-0514.
There's a Texas-sized buzz rippling through the fishing industry as Brass and Blades lures have taken center stage. State-of-the-art engineering offers a unique double hook, custom blade, exclusive anti-roll bend design, and even a semi-flex hook joint that bends with the movement of the fish. Brass and Blades boasts the premier lead-free buzz and chatterbaits on the market. Check out Brass and Blades lures at www.brassandblades.com. Made for real fishermen by real fishermen.
It's the bait with twice the bite.
Visit brassandblades.com and see for yourself today.
Well, the dove flies steady and the ducks come down like a painter's vision from the cold gray clouds. The seasons will never close when we get up there. Another adventure, I'll see you in time. I'll be waiting for you in a new duck blind. And it'll be like old times when you finally cross. In the meantime, don't forget about that boy and his dog.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Texas. Cable Smith here, welcoming you to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. That's Boy and His Dog, a tearjerker from my buddy Justin Bowerman. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. Spent the morning in the duck blind with good friends, then spent the rest of the day with all the folks that I am truly thankful for. Good news on the home front, too. Belle, the newest addition to our family, is doing great. She's our 17-week-old chocolate lab, and she's made it 2 full days without having an accident in the house. I tell you what, Aaron and I forgot how much work raising a puppy is, but Belle has quickly reminded us she is something else, I tell you, but she does bring lots of joy into our lives. Even got her out in the water earlier this week, put on the waders, and took her out to the neighborhood pond, and she seemed to enjoy that. So things are looking good. She was also very interested in this big old greenhead that I brought home the other morning. She sniffed that for about 30 seconds, which is the extent of her attention span right now. So things are definitely going in the right direction with Belle, and I'm excited about that. I've got a great show lined up for you this morning as well, which I am really pumped up about. Off the top, we'll visit with Captain Pat Hunt. He is still putting a hurtin' on the redfish in the Coastal Bend area, and he'll tell us what the bull reds are biting and where. Then I have a treat for you as Texas Ranger pitcher and avid outdoorsman Tommy Big Game Hunter is set to visit with us. Where did the claw and antlers originate? And did Josh Hamilton really hang a deer head above his locker? We'll get into all that and Tommy's passion for hunting and fishing as well. Then we'll round out the show by checking in with Texas Parks and Wildlife Upland Game Bird Program leader, Robert Perez. Pheasant season opens up one weekend from this morning, and y'all know I'll be out in the panhandle chasing them roosters, but no one knows more about our state's pheasant than Robert, and so I'm thrilled to have him back on the show as well. Real quick here, a huge congratulations to Bobby Minshew of Humble, Texas. He's our 2010 Southern Deer Stands Deer Blind Contest Grand Prize winner. Our celebrity judges, Rusty Greer and Kelly Jordan, had a heck of a time sorting through all of y'all's entries, but in the end, it was Bobby's deer blind that they chose as the best. So congratulations to Bobby. He won an NRA leather jacket, 40 bags of Purina Antler Max deer pellets, a custom muzzle brake rifle work from Max Gunworks, Game Guard camo clothing package, a Lone Star Outdoor News hat, and a one-year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News, and a copy of Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys. We're going to do this contest again next year. Thanks to everyone who sent in a photo and story of their deer blind. Y'all definitely did not make it easy for Kelly and Rusty. Well, I was going to say let's take a quick break, but we've still got some time here in this segment, which, by the way, is brought to you by the Mesquite Rodeo Gun Show, taking place next weekend, December 4th and 5th, at the Mesquite Rodeo Exhibition Center. Be sure to go to ftworthgunshow.com for more information. Well, without further ado, what do y'all say we talk a little redfish this morning? And there's obviously no one better to do that with than Captain Pat Hunt. Captain Pat's been fishing Coastal Bend for over 50 years, so needless to say, he's very familiar with the area. Captain, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
I understand that you've been doing a lot of fishing this week. You even stacked up 15 redfish yesterday. So obviously you're doing something right. What's working for you right now?
Well, the bite right now, Cable, the redfish are biting real soft. It takes a lot of patience because they will seem like they put the bait in their mouth and just sit there. A couple of times I was checking the bait and found out that there was a redfish on. It's not the type of bite that you're used to where that rod bends over and you've got a, you know, you immediately know you have a fish on. But there are still a few redfish. They seem to be staying very close to deep water because they seem to be a little leery about the water temperature. And, of course, it has gone down probably 20 degrees over the last month, and they're all always trying to make sure they can get to deep water if they need to.
And what are you catching most of your fish on?
I, for the last 3 days, I've used nothing but shad, some frozen shad that I bought a month or two ago. And that is a type of bait that puts out a real good oily slick. And in my opinion, is a good year-round bait for redfish if you can keep enough of it in your freezer.
Tricks of the trade. I like it.
One other thing, let me explain, because a lot of people may know it as menhaden. We just kind of call it shad. Shad's simply a one-syllable word, whereas menhaden, it takes a little longer. When you're a guide, you go the short route when you can.
Yes, sir. And with over 50 years experience fishing that area, you know which baits work best and when.
It was sort of strange that you say that because yesterday I was within probably a half a mile where I first fished as a little boy back in the mid-50s.
Oh, man. Wow. Captain, what about trout? Have you been catching any specks lately?
There are a few trout. Our biggest problem right now is if you want to use live bait, finding shrimp is not easy. Very, very few shrimpers are going out this time of year, and it's not easy to find any live bait. Now, you can use lures, but if you were able to get hold of some shrimp and go out to the wells in Corpus Christi Bay, you could catch some trout out there. But it's just, like I say, it's just not easy. Bait is always our biggest problem this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Well, good thing you stocked up on the shad then. Have enough left in the freezer. What do we have, you know, coming up on the horizon as far as the winter months go? Typically, talk about what we can expect as far as fishing goes.
Well, during the winter months, first of all, you're going to find a whole lot of winter Texans out there. Used to, during the winter months, it was the bay system was fairly clear. I mean, there weren't very many fishermen out. But over the last 10 to 20 years, it seems like we have a great many winter Texans that come down, and they've all learned how to fish, and they, most of them have brought a boat with them, and they do a great job of catching fish. A lot of times they'll use dead shrimp or something that they've been able to secure for bait, and the water will start getting real clear, and it's a good time of year for a man to go out, or a woman, to go out and scout and be able to see the bottom and to see the different structures that maybe later on, as you know, summertime gets here, you know, hey, there's this, there's, I need to watch out right over here because there's a pipe underneath there, or you know, I need to go here because I can see some structure that fish will be holding in during the winter, during the summertime. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time of year to go into areas where you're not quite sure about what's there, and just to take a look at it, because you, many times you can see at least 4 or 5 foot down because the water is so clear.
Very insightful information there. I mean, that's some good advice. Find out where the structure is when the water's clear enough to see it. Well, Captain, we are out of time for this morning, but I surely do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Y'all be sure to check out Captain Pat's website at pathuntfishing.com. It will gladly take you out and put you on the redfish, as well as kind of give you the lay of the land there in the Coastal Bend area. He knows it like the back of his hand. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Tommy Hunter, pitcher for your American League champion Texas Rangers. This is the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
You just ground checked that trophy 12 point, only to realize you can't get him back to camp because your ATV has a flat. Well, multi-sealed tire sealant protects against punctures in the tread and sidewall of your tires. It seals bead and valve stem leaks, prevents rust and corrosion, lasts for the life of the tire, and so much more. See for yourself at multi-seal.com or call 800-577-3353. So whether it's your pickup, tractor, truck, or ATV, protect yourself with a Texas name you can trust. Multi-seal tire sealants. That's multi-seal.com.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
Howdy, Range Country. Wes Mundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas's premier outfitting service. Fall is finally here, and I am currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail hunts. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my South Texas fully guided whitetail hunts. Hunts are filling up fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118 or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on the hunt of a lifetime.
Texas outdoorsmen are fortunate enough to live in the best hunting state in the Union, as Texas provides some of the finest whitetail and bird hunting found anywhere on God's green earth. And with fall here, hunters are starting to get the fever. Trigger fingers are starting to get that natural curl in it. Feeders and cameras should be set, guns sighted in, honeydews completed with kitchen passes secured, and of course, don't forget about the new gear. And when it comes to gear, there's only one brand to consider, and that's Game Guard.
Game Guard has deep Texas roots and works hard to provide the best camouflage products this state has to offer. So ask for Game Guard at your favorite retailer or look them up on the web at GameGuard.net. Game Guard, made for Texas hunters by Texas hunters.
Howdy, this is Robert Earl Keen, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Then he ordered me a beer. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway. Cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi.
Cable Smith, welcoming you back to the presentation. Getting a little help there from the Lone Star Outdoor Show's own Robert Earl Keen. Hope y'all are having a great holiday weekend. Real quick, congrats to Chad Walden of McKinney. He was the third listener to text in last week, and he won the $50 gift card to B&S Gun, so congrats to Chad. Well, this segment of the show, proudly brought to you by Diamond Sports Marine, with locations in Rockwall and at the legendary Lake Fork. They are the number one Ranger and War Eagle boat dealer. Stop by either location or visit them at DiamondSportsMarine.com. Well, my next guest this morning is an instrumental part of our American League champion Texas Rangers. That's right. At 13-4, he had the highest win percentage of any Major League starter. Tommy, Big Game Hunter, it's a pleasure to have you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and pleasure to be on.
Well, Tommy, I'm a big, big Rangers fan, man. Grew up following the team, obviously. I actually went for my 8th birthday party to Nolan Ryan's 5,000 strikeout game. Fast forward 21 years. I am now 29. God, I'm old. And I'm still a diehard Ranger fan. This is the best season the club's ever had, and you were a key part of that. So I'm thrilled to talk a whole lot of outdoors with you, and we'll even throw in a little baseball too.
We put a good run together, and you know, just San Francisco, they were hot at the right time. You know, you just got to tip your cap to them, and hopefully we can get back next year and win this thing. They put up a lot of runs when I pitched, so you know, it was pretty relaxed going out there, knowing the team's going to score as many runs as they did.
Man, I tell you what, the Giants sure won that series with pitching, but the frustrating thing was, just as a fan looking at their lineup, man, they didn't even have an all-star position player, I don't think, last year. You go down that lineup, and who really scares you? But then you put it all together, and unlike the Yankees, you know, they're not trying to hit home runs every time. They're just trying to get on base. And I guess you just have to give that Giant lineup a lot of credit.
I mean, they had a good game plan. You know, they're really scrappy. They fought balls off. I think in that the start that I had, there were 33 foul balls. You know, so I mean, they got our pitch counts up. You know, Colby was able to go out there and still throw his game and throw that slider, which is just an absolutely, you know, phenomenal pitch he has. And it was an equalizer for them on that day. But, you know, they fouled a lot of balls off of us other three and, you know, got our pitch counts up, and we weren't able to go as deep in the game as we would have liked. You know, it's tough to lose, but, you know, we're pretty excited about where we are and, you know, what we're about to, you know, be next year, especially when the season coming around in February and get spring training and starting this thing over again.
And I was actually at Game 4, your start. It was great to see you pitch in the World Series. But I tell you what, man, that atmosphere out there was absolutely amazing.
Oh, man, that was the loudest stadium I have ever been in. I mean, it was rocking. And, you know, you just got to say thanks to all the fans. And, you know, I mean, they made it special for us, too. I mean, showed up, they showed support. I got off the plane last night, and you know, there was a little round of applause when I was coming into the baggage claim because the people on the plane. I mean, it's just cool things like that. That you know, this town is pretty excited about their baseball team.
Well, y'all made it easy for us for a change to be excited about the team. And one thing that, you know, from a fan standpoint was pretty obvious was y'all had some great chemistry. And a key part of that
seem to be all of the on-field antics with the claw and antlers. So where did that stuff originate?
About it. Esteban Herman brought it over from, you know, it kind of stuck during spring training this year, and everybody just started doing the, you know, the little hi-ya, the little the claw or whatever they, you know, deemed it. And it's really just like a high five to a guy that, you know, does something pretty cool on the field, you know, hits a double, gets, you know, it's just a way to give them a little high five just to show, you know, tell them, hey, you know, nice job. And, you know, it caught on and it blew up. And then the deer thing came from Nelson Cruz, because he goes, he told Josh one day that he was fast like a deer. And so he goes, you know, at his Dominican accent, it's pretty funny. He goes, you know, you fast like a deer. And so, I mean, he's got a little high pitch on that deer. And, you know, Nelson, just being the little kid that he is, you know, has just, you know, a lot of energy, just high energy guy. And, you know, something, when you have somebody with that much energy and much, you know, enthusiasm and just has fun playing the game, I mean, anything he does is going to stick. So that's where the antlers came from. And, you know, we just took off from there, and then the fans got into it. So they wanted to be a part of the team, and, you know, the marketing department, I guess, blew it up a little bit.
Well, that's for sure. Now, one other baseball-related thing here. Did Josh Hamilton really bring in a shoulder mount of a huge buck that he killed and hang it over his locker?
Yeah, he brought that in. He brought that in right for the first part of when I got called up, and we actually went on a really bad losing streak. Like, I mean, we lost, like, I don't remember exactly the number, but, I mean, it was enough games where people were getting mad and telling him to take it down. And so that was the big, you know, debacle, and I don't even want to say debacle, but that was when everybody, you know, kind of inching towards trying to get rid of that deer head, because we hadn't won a game since he put it up. And then, you know, of course, he kept it up. He got his way. And, you know, we started winning games, and then he brought in another one. And then we went to the playoffs, you know, won the first round, second round, and then, you know, it was Josh's little deal, man. He was as fast as a deer. I guess he can put up a deer head if he wants to.
He sure is, and I guess the AL MVP can hang whatever he wants to up in the locker room. Now, Tommy, we've talked a little baseball, you know, great season for the Rangers and you personally, but our listeners really want to know about Tommy Hunter, the outdoorsman. You were born in Indianapolis, correct?
Yes. I'm actually staying in the Arlington area right now, but I mean, I was born and raised in Indianapolis. We had a cabin right off of Lake Monroe and Indiana University's campus, and we have some, you know, woods and all that, and Hoosier National Forest all there. So I grew up a little bit in the outdoors, but not really in the hunting part. You know, I really never just did it, you know, and I went to the University of Alabama for college. Mm-hmm. And after my first year, everybody came back was talking about all this deer and all this, they killed this, they killed that. And I was like, you know, somebody needs to take me hunting. And nobody would take me because they didn't want me killing one of their deer on their, you know, their one of their, you know, pieces of land, or, you know, getting lucky and killing the biggest deer on the land.
Uh-huh.
So nobody took me. And where I'm headed now, I'm headed to Glenn and Jan Baswell's house. Their son JJ was a catcher on the team at Alabama, and he said, "Hey, if you wanna, you know, you wanna go home, go hunting, and, you know, kill some stuff." He said, "Just let me know when you wanna go, and we'll go." And, you know, me not taking him serious, I was like, "Yeah, well, good. I mean, let's go. I'm ready right now." And he goes, "All right, hop in the truck." So, I mean, just hopped in and just went home with him, and I killed my first buck the next morning. Killed it 10 point the next morning. It was the first time. Actually, I'm climbing up the side of the tree, the shooting house, and he tells me to stop, and I actually shot the deer from the side of the shooting house.
Awesome.
So, and then that was my first deer hunt, my first kill, and everything. And then I just keep going back here and having a good time with these folks, and they treat me well and keep coming back.
So was that 10 point from your first hunt still your biggest deer to date?
It is. It is still my best deer. And I don't know. It was a nice deer, but, I mean, I really haven't been out. You know, I mean, it's, much this year. I went to a couple charity hunt at Josh Beckett. They had a little a charity deal down there, and went down there, saw some very, very big deer down there. He's got a 220 class whitetail down there that's just absolutely gorgeous. And so I saw him one night. We were down there, and it was really hard to pull back taking him. But, I guess it was like $20,000 deer. I'm going to pass.
Right on. Now, if you do keep posting those 13-win seasons, though, you'll be able to pick out any deer you want to shoot anytime. I guarantee you that.
Well, let's hope so.
So what kind of deer rifle do you shoot?
I actually have a 300 short mag, and it's the first rifle I bought when I was in college, actually.
Awesome.
That was the first one and the only one I have.
Awesome. And what about bow hunting? Is that something that you've taken up as well?
Yeah, Matthew's sent me a bow, and I'm going to go try my luck for a little bit here, and then if that doesn't work out, I'm gonna take out the rifle.
Well, that's how it played out for me this season. I wasn't able to harvest anything with my bow yet, but sure did get one with the rifle.
Hopefully I can, get close to one, but got some javelinas at Beckett's house with my bow. We went on a javelina hunt, and so I got to shoot some with my bow finally, and that was pretty fun, but...
Well, I tell you what, you're doing better than me, man. I've yet to get that first broadhead just good and bloody.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, they took me out. We had some fun with the javelinas, so we had a real good time.
Oh, I imagine so. I can't wait for my first significant bow kill. Now, you've done deer hunting. You mentioned you've harvested javelinas with your bow. What else have you had a chance to get out into the woods and harvest?
Man, that's about it. I want to go on an elk hunt, but I'm gonna wait till I get a little better with the terrain. I don't know what it is, but that's just something that's interesting me, and I'm gonna do that eventually. So, anybody listening wants to take me on an elk hunt, go ahead.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. Now, what about bird hunting? Do you have any interest in duck or dove or quail or other types of upland game?
I'm coming down. I'm actually headed to I'm going to be in Alabama, but it's right on the border of Mississippi, and we're going to go duck hunting. I'm going to do that for the first time in about three days, because I'm going to be here for a couple weeks, and we're going to go duck hunting with Mitch Moreland. He's got a lease down in Mississippi. And I'm going to go see him, and we're going to do some duck hunting, do some whitetail, and just, be boys.
Oh, man, I love duck hunting. That's probably my first passion. I've branched out since then, but you're going to love it, man. It's a trip.
No, that's what people say. I mean, they say duck hunting is just awesome. And, Mitch has been – that's the only thing he talks about. So, I'm going to go down and see if he knows what he's talking about.
Well, that sounds like a great time, man. You'll have to send me some pictures for sure. And speaking of Mitch, what a great addition to the team, Seems like they should have brought him up earlier. But anyway, Tommy, we've got to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. We'll be right back with more from Texas Rangers hurler and avid outdoorsman Tommy Hunter. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies
whitetail hunting is as Texan as cowboy boots, high school football, and country music. And my friends at the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas offer some of the finest whitetail hunting found anywhere in the Lone Star State. Situated 35 miles northeast of Del Rio on the Edwards Plateau, the Carta Valley landscape is breathtaking, and you'll feel right at home in God's country while you stay at the rustic yet state-of-the-art lodge. Rancho Bayas Rocas offers hunts to fit every budget. So call 713-468-5001 or visit Rancho Bayas Rocas.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9222 today.
The 2011 Z521 Ranger boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor,
Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com. Hey, fellas, we all know them boys from Oklahoma roll their joints all wrong, but they dang sure know huge whitetails, and that's why this fall I'm headed to the Obar Ranch in Woodward, Oklahoma. 120 to 200 class bucks roam the ranch, and after the hunt, you'll enjoy all the amenities of the state-of-the-art lodge. Obar Ranch also has a full lineup of exotics, so grab your gear and meet me on the other side of the Red River for a hunting trip we won't soon forget. Call 903-316-2854 or visit Obar Ranch at www.obarranch.net today.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at ANC Gun Safes. ANC is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. ANC Gun Safes specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
Well, on a day hot enough to make the devil cuss, I walked into a bar so thirsty I was spitting dust. Barkeep asked me, what'll it be? I said, what you got? He said, well, let's see. We got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Drew, Low Duels, Heffenbison, Ziegenbach, Keystone, Coors Light, Coors, we got Red Stripe.
All right, the greatness of Zane Williams bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, the most entertaining, educational, and conservation-minded outdoor programming you'll find anywhere in the great state of Texas. This segment proudly brought to you by my buddy Stephen Welch and Red Leg Outfitters. Want to shoot some greenheads? I promise you, he'll put you on them. Check out redlegoutfitters.com to book your hunt today. We've still got American League champion and your Texas Rangers right-handed hurler Tommy Hunter on the line. Tommy, let's talk a little fishing here. I understand you just returned home from a well-deserved trip to the Bahamas, but did you grow up with a rod in your hand or kind of like hunting? Was that something that you discovered later on in life?
I actually just got back from the Bahamas last night. I flew to Orlando and we went out of a little marina, an hour and 45 minutes south of Orlando, and the seas were pretty rough. So my buddy's dad goes, hey, let's go to the Bahamas. It'll be calmer there. We caught some sailfish. It was out of Fort Pierce in Florida. And we went out, caught some sailfish, caught some dolphin. And, but it was just getting a little too rough. You know, it was 6-8 foot seas, and stomachs were getting a little uneasy. So he said, let's go to the Bahamas. We went to the Bahamas and went wahoo fishing for 2 days. And then, just hung out down there. And I flew back last night. And now I'm headed to go hunting. I like my fishing. My mom is the fisherman in the whole group. So she's the ringleader in the fishing department.
Right on, right on. And so growing up in Indiana, Tommy, what's the big sport fish in the Midwest?
We do a lot of bass fishing. Basically, my dad's got a bass boat, and he goes and finds the spots. When I come home, we rip some lips, I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
We go everywhere. The bass fishing goes all the way down to Lake Okeechobee. We've been going there a couple years to Roland Martin's Marina. And right on Lake Okeechobee, and we go down there, and dad usually sets the trips up, and
we go down and, you know, just catch some fish. And we tear them up every once in a while. Mom pulled out a pretty big one that maybe, I think, 2 years ago. It was 9 pounds, 8 ounces, oh, something. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Absolute hog. And, you know, she named it Grandma Moses. So, mom's a she's a funny one. So,
so she's got the family record, huh?
She has the biggest freshwater with the bass wise. But last year, my dad caught a sailfish that was a little over 8 feet long.
Ooh,
and
wow.
It was he called me, and they were going to Key Colony Beach in Marathon, Florida, in the Keys. And I was debating on whether to go and ended up not going in the last minute. So he calls me and sends me pictures on the phone of the sailfish he just caught. And I got that picture, and I had a flight booked, and I was out the door in the next 35 minutes on a plane headed to Miami. and I booked the red eye that night, got down there. And we go out the next day, and I caught one. You know, it was a little smaller than Dad's, but, you know, I caught my first sailfish last year. And, you know, Dad had his replica made of his. And, you know, they put that, he put it right behind the little bass on the wall, the little nine pound bass on the wall. And, you know, told my mom that his fish could eat her fish. So, I mean, it's just a, you know, good, fun family competition, you know, see who can get the biggest fish. And what they don't know is I'm going to go try and catch one of them, you know, 1,400 pound blue marlins, and then I'm going to put that on the wall and say, hey, now my fish is eating both of yours.
So right on.
We'll see if I can do that, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little family competition. Now, you mentioned you live in Arlington right now. You know, you're from Indianapolis, so I don't know if you're real familiar with feral hog problem, but if you're going to live in Texas, you need to get that rifle out there and start earning your keep, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, actually, check this out. A little over a week ago, I went up to Cliff's. Cliff's got a piece of property in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And he took me and Rob Johnson, his catcher from Seattle, took us on a hog hunt. And he had some bay dogs, and, you know, we had a they had couple, two, three pit bulls, and we went hog hunting. And I'll tell you, if you want an adrenaline rush or anything like that, you need to go try that, because I'll tell you, man, that's wild. And we were hopping on the back end of the hog, you know, tying them up and getting them in the back. It was absolutely wild. And man, I'll tell you what, it was just a rush of adrenaline. I mean, just to see the, you know, the dogs and the way they were and how they, you know, just bait them up, and then they, you know, you just go in there and you get them. And
now, did you guys tie them all up, or did you stick any of them?
We tied them all up. We caught 13 hogs that morning, and we tied them all up, put them in the pen, and I don't know what happened to them after that. You know what I mean? But
I've got a pretty good idea.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure what happened, but man, I'll tell you, that was an absolute blast. I'll definitely go do that again sometime soon too.
Nice. Yeah, those pit bulls are amazing. They run in there and just kind of latch onto the face of them hogs.
Oh, they get them too. I mean, it was wild, and you know, it was crazy. I mean, I didn't know what to do. You know, I was like, it was so intense. I mean, it was just like, wow.
Right.
You know, it kind of froze me the first time. But, man, I'll tell you what, I was jumping in there and getting it on the axe next couple times.
Well, I guess the old Cliff is free to do what he wants as long as he's not under contract. But if the club does re-sign him, we're going to need you to take better care of him, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, we stayed back. You know, we weren't anywhere close to him. Or, you know, we kind of let the other guys do all the crazy stuff.
Right.
You know, 'cause there's a lot at stake, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, So disregard the last 10 minutes of this conversation.
Oh, man, just good old boys having fun. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun, I'll tell you that much.
And just from a fan standpoint, it looks like y'all have fun on the field, obviously, and it sounds like you're having a great time off the field with some of your teammates as well, too. Tommy, switching gears here,
What is your favorite wild game recipe?
Why, Mr. Glenn's mother makes this backstrap meal that is just absolutely phenomenal. You know, it's one of those meals where you just keep finding yourself going back and going back and going back. So I don't know what she does, but I hope to be eating that in the next couple of days. And man, she makes enough for the next day, so it's kind of like Thanksgiving when you go here, because she makes enough food for an army, and you know, it's just, you just find yourself going back to this meal and going back to it and back to it until it's gone. So I don't know what she does to it, but man, I'll tell you,
right,
it fills you up.
I know what you mean. Now you mentioned that you're going duck hunting with Mitch Moreland. You went hog hunting with Cliff Lee. Josh obviously brought that huge buck into the locker room. But besides those guys, which of your other teammates are passionate about the outdoors?
Kinsler invited Mitch and I to go with him on a duck hunt with his. I'm not sure if his agent is. His agent has something to do with Bad Boy Buggy. We're gonna go do something with them. Go on a duck hunt with them, and that'll be the second time I go duck hunting.
Cool.
So he's big into it. And then, of course, you have, you know, Dustin Nippert, Ohio outdoor king up there. He has a pretty big passion for whitetail, and he's actually got a video on there's a website where he killed a deer last year, and the whole team sat around watching it, just laughing, because it was just one of those videos where he was so serious and emotional that it was just funny. And we cracked some jokes towards him, but he gets out there, and I know Benji Molina, he's a big fisherman. He loves to get out in the water. I mean, we get out there and have a lot of fun, I'll tell you that much. I think that's why sometimes, I mean, that's why this team gets along so well.
Yeah.
We all enjoy similar things.
Right on. Once again, we are visiting with Texas Rangers right-hander Tommy Hunter, an integral part of our 2010 American League champion Texas Rangers squad. Now, Tommy, tell me about your bucket list. What else is out there that you're interested in doing before your days are up?
I mean, I want to try everything. I want to go to Brazil. I want to go peacock bass fishing in the Amazon. That's something I've been talking to my dad about for the past couple of years, going there down there and catching some big peacock bass. You know, I'd like to go on an African safari. You know, I'd like to kill, you know, I'd like to go on, you know, hunt for all the big game in you know, North America too. I'd like to enjoy everything, but you know, there's only so much time, and you know, the off season is pretty short, especially when you're, you know, going this far in the playoffs. So it's gonna be tough to get everything crammed in, but hopefully I'll have enough time. You know, in a couple of years, you know, maybe when, you know, I get the funds coming more my way too. I mean, because I'm sure that those trips wouldn't be cheap by any means.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience that I have been to the Amazon peacock bass fishing, and that might be the most beautiful place I've ever been, and you will definitely enjoy that experience.
That's one thing. You know, I've been trying to get my dad to go on, and you know, he's, you know, that's just something, you know, be like a father son deal, and hopefully we can go on that pretty soon.
Uh-huh. My dad, he has definitely got me outdone. He caught an 18-pounder.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him. When did you guys go? What time of the year?
He actually just got back. He went in October, and I haven't been in 3 years, but, you know, I've gone down there 3 or 4 times.
That's something I need to mark off sometime soon. So.
Dude, you need to get in touch with the amazing emu Jim Kern, former Ranger pitcher, actually. He's now a hunting and fishing outfitter, and he books trips all over the world.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. He's actually a guide and frequently takes clients to the Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to get in contact with him and see if we can't line up a trip.
Yeah, look him up, emuoutfitters.com. Jim's a great guy, crazy guy, but a lot of fun, and he's been on the show before. Actually, the world record 27-pound peacock bass was caught on one of his trips.
Really? Well, then, And we'll see if we can go get a bigger one.
Right on. Well, Tommy, we're about out of time, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show this morning. It's always nice to talk to someone who's as passionate about the outdoors as I am. Congrats on one heck of a season. I think I can speak for all Rangers fans that it was just great to be along for an extraordinary ride. Hopefully you guys can build on that success for next year, and good luck to you, man.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, and have a good one.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, and have a great rest of the hunting season.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, there he goes. Texas Rangers pitcher Tommy Big Game Hunter. Seems like one of us, just a good old boy who enjoys picking up a rod or a rifle. We do have to take a break, but the pheasant opener is coming up next weekend, so y'all don't go anywhere as Texas Parks and Wildlife Upland Game Bird Program Leader Robert Perez is set to join us. Coming up, we're talking roosters. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
And those are Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me?
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting! Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Come experience the Beef Jerky Outlet by the Bass Pro Shop in Garland. Supporting hunters and outdoorsmen's rights alike, this is the place to pick up your PETA t-shirt. People eating tasty animals, that is. Come check out our great variety of jerkies. We also carry gourmet peanut butter, salsas, deep-fried peanuts, hot sauces, and even Wisconsin cheeses. Visit our website at dallasjerky.com and let the outdoorsman in you experience the Beef Jerky Outlet, located by Bass Pro Shop in Garland.
Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com. To book your hunt today.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnol from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Diamond Sports Marine, the top 100 Ranger boat dealer 8 years running, has opened a second location to serve the North Texas area. Come and see our friendly and knowledgeable staff in Rockwall, featuring new and pre-owned boats, including Ranger boats powered by Mercury, Yamaha, and Evinrude Outboard Motors. For more information and to view our monthly specials, visit DiamondSportsMarine.com. Conveniently located on Highway 276 behind Southern Junction in Rockwall, look for the Diamond Sports Marine billboard or call us at 972-722-7843. Diamond Sports Marine, your North Texas Ranger boat dealer.
Located just an hour from Dallas lies Lake Texoma, the world's premier striper fishery. And with over 40 years' experience, Captain John Brett's Lake Texoma Striper Guide Service is the best in the business. U.S. Coast Guard licensed, John provides the bait and tackle while you fish out of his roomy 26-foot center console. He also cleans and bags your catch. Call Captain John at 214-724-5193 or visit TexomaStriperFishing.com. Family-friendly with discounts for kiddos as well as midweek trips. Go to TexomaStriperFishing.com today.
Like her beautiful tattoos, these old memories she can't lose, since she ran away at 15. Abilene, Abilene.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Abilene, the name of that Dave Alvin tune. Love Abilene, by the way. Can't wait to head out there in a couple of weeks to deer and duck hunt. Such a beautiful area of the state. Tell you what, I'm lucky to have some friends down there. Well, this segment of the show brought to you by a Texas-based tackle company that has everything you need to land those big bass. And I'm talking about StrikeWorks here, y'all. Check out their website at StrikeWorks.com and save 10% off your order by entering the promo code LSOS for Lone Star Outdoor Show. That's LSOS to save 10% off your order. Well, my next guest is no stranger to the program. He oversees all of our state's upland game birds, from quail to turkey to pheasant, chachalacas, and even prairie chickens. It's my pleasure to welcome Texas Parks and Wildlife's Robert Perez back to the show.
Great. Good to be here.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure to have you. Robert, a couple weeks ago, you joined the show to talk a little quail with us. This morning, we're going to change it up and discuss another upland species that you oversee as the Upland Game Bird Program Leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
We're going to talk about pheasant today, correct?
Yes, sir, indeed. The December 4th opener is next Saturday, 1 week from today. And you know where I'll be, out there in the panhandle chasing them roosters. But what about you? Do you have plans to make it out for the opener?
I will be near there in Amarillo at work for a lesser prairie chicken type workshop. Unfortunately, I won't be in the field, but I've been up that way openers in the past, and it's quite a thing to see in the northeast, in the northwest panhandle. Pheasant hunting is a real social event. A lot of the small towns get filled up, all the hotels, and people walking in a line across the field and blockers at the end of the field. It's just a really exciting social kind of sport, and it's really an interesting thing to do if you haven't done it before.
Oh, it's a phenomenal sport. I was out there for the opener last year with my buddy who lives in Lubbock, and however, we didn't do so hot, but I have a feeling this year is going to be a lot better with all of the precipitation that a lot of the western part of the state received this past spring and summer. What are your thoughts numbers-wise as we head into opening weekend?
Our biologists in the field, they do a survey every year, a roadside count, and they complete that in November, and those results have come in actually very recently, and the numbers are above average for this year. Last year they were under average, and this year they're above average, not as high as they've been on record. Certainly there's been years where they're through the roof, but this year we're calling it an above average year, which means there's going to be plenty of opportunity. Some of our lines saw birds in excess of 100 birds on a 20-mile route. Typically, people go in the Dalhart area, but north and east of there seem to be some of the bigger numbers in counties like Dallam County, Hansford County, Ockletree, Sherman. Mm-hmm. Those are generally the areas where people typically hunt anyhow. But there was a lot of rainfall over the course of the winter. Conditions were great. Crops came in. So the conditions were great for reproduction for pheasants.
Okay. And now to just kind of sum up last year, overall, how did Texas hunters do when compared to, say, the last decade?
I think last year was probably a little below average. I mean, okay. Like you said, people got into birds, but it's certainly not the best it can be. Pheasant are tough birds. One of the things that can, you know, work against them is snow on the ground too long. And there were areas of the Panhandle last year that had snow for a number of days, over several days. And in general, game birds can't go for long periods of time without being able to find food. They've got to eat something, you know, at least every 3 days or so. And that can make difficult with extended periods of ice on the ground, makes it extremely difficult for these birds to forage for food. And so that's a scenario we've happened in certain years, and last year we certainly saw some of that, and that can make it difficult to survive through the winter.
Okay, so we had plenty of rainfall in most areas, which should lead to good numbers. But tell me about these roadside surveys. You know, there's a biologist in each county. Are they the ones conducting the surveys? And kind of just give us a little more info on these roadside surveys.
Right. Each year, the same time of year, since probably, I think it goes, so this survey goes back to 1977. I try to pick the same routes. It's about 44 routes scattered throughout where pheasants occur across around 30-something counties in the Panhandle where we've got pheasants. And they record along a length of road, a uniform length of road, and the number of birds sighted, and that comes out to a number of birds per route. And so it's an index to the population. It doesn't tell us how many pheasants are there per acre, but it tells us how many are there in relation to the years of all years collected on the survey. So we do get above, below the long-term mean, the long-term average, and it's a pretty good estimation of how the season's going to go.
Mm-hmm. And now you mentioned that pheasant are resilient creatures, and something a lot of people may not realize is that not only are they not native to Texas, but they're not native to the United States. They're actually an Asian bird. So what I want to know is a little history. When were pheasants introduced into the West Texas Panhandle?
The state agency, Parks and Wildlife, and all state agencies early on in the years of wildlife conservation, stocking exotic game from all over the world occurred in many of the states across the United States, continental United States. So all sorts of species were introduced, all different types of pheasants from China and Manchurian and Iranian pheasants and different types of pheasant. You know, typically people think of the ringneck pheasant, but all sorts, both domesticated and wild, all kinds of stocking attempts were made in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and Parks and Wildlife was still stocking pheasants. Even up until the 1980s, we were stocking pheasants along some coastal areas of the state. And so stocking is kind of, I don't know, almost archaic. We used to do that sort of thing. We don't really do it now. We view exotic species as exactly that, exotic and not maybe native to these systems. But pheasants are tough, and they've done well in agricultural areas of the country where there's consistent, you know, regular food crops. And the thing is, they're so tough, they can persist where quail won't in CRP fields that are very thick with old rank grasses. They're tough enough and big enough to get around and through it where quail can't. So they really take advantage of a niche there where we don't really have another game bird occupying that. So they do well in those agricultural lands in the Panhandle of Texas.
Mm-hmm. And so the ring-necked pheasant, possibly the most successful exotic ever stocked in the United States.
All over the world they've been stocked. They're cold tolerant and they're a tough bird and they do well in mixed agriculture and range kind of together, and those are the landscapes that they do really well with. You'll see them standing around in the fields after crops have been harvested, and it looks like you can just go over there and touch one. Once they've been shot at a couple of times, you're not getting anywhere near a pheasant standing in the middle of the field. You've got to beat the brush and get in the grass.
And getting in the grass can be tough. Physically exhausting. I mean, walking fields from sunup to sundown. A lot of fun, but you better be in shape. Robert, one thing that outdoorsmen take a lot of pride in is preparing the wild game that they've harvested, and I'm always looking for new ways to prepare my wild game. So what is your favorite pheasant recipe?
Pheasant recipes. Well, I'm from South Texas, born and raised, and everything goes on the grill. So, you know, grilled, you know, barbecued pheasant marinated in strips. I've had that a number of times, and I really enjoy it.
Well, typically, you can't go wrong with pheasant, no matter how you prepare it. Robert, one other thing we need to hit on here are chachalacas. This is another game bird that you oversee as Texas Parks and Wildlife's upland game bird program leader. Not a lot of Texas outdoorsmen take advantage of this opportunity, but it is there and available. So kind of tell us a little bit about chachalacas.
Right. Chachalaca is considered an upland game bird in Texas. It comes just into the state in extremely South Texas in what's called the Rio Grande Valley. They're named after the noise in which they make. Chachalaca, it's a stretch. They're really noisy critters. They occupy extremely thick, brushy habitats. They make a lot of noise, and they're gregarious, and they kind of, you'll see a flash of one, they may run. They're in the actual canopy of the brush, and sometimes they're running along the ground, and you get flashes of them between openings. So So they're really not, you know, out in the open. They've taken advantage of some urban environments in the valley between brush clumps. In general, there's not a whole lot of people that pursue the quarry, but if it's, you know, a game bird, it's a legal game, and you want to check it off your list and go down there, it certainly can be exciting. It can be frustrating because of the habitat that they're in is so difficult to get into. It's the same type of habitat that an ocelot would desire. So thorn scrub, very dense, very thick plots of that type of habitat, which is a rare and declining habitat that we conserve and promote and even plant seedlings. We've got some what we call units down there that we share with other federal and state agencies. We've got the Longoria unit. There's a series of units of properties down there where there's actually ample opportunity to go down there and harvest these birds.
And as far as table fare, what are they comparable to?
You've got me there. I haven't made the trip yet to do that. It's on my list, and I haven't checked it off. But it is a ground nesting game bird, and I've heard it, you know, tastes a lot like some of the other ones. And it's one of those things where that season runs concurrent with the quail season, basically. So it's a very long season, and so generally people go the time of year where conditions are comfortable, which is going to be during the later winter months for that far south. But as I mentioned, it's a tough bird, and it's a tough habitat.
Well, that's what I've read concerning the terrain, that it is pretty unforgiving if you're going to pursue chachalacas. And maybe that's why so few outdoorsmen actually pursue chachalacas, but they are a state-managed game bird, and we just want to make sure everyone knows about this opportunity to hunt yet another upland species. Well, anyway, just glanced at the watch, and Robert, we are about out of time, buddy. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show.
No problem, Cave. I'm glad to help.
Well, it was certainly my pleasure, Robert. Let's plan on doing this again maybe a week or so before spring turkey opens up.
Sounds good.
Well, there he goes. Somewhat of a regular here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show, Robert Perez, Upland Game Bird Program Leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast, folks. Next week, Richard Heilbrum of Texas Parks and Wildlife will come on the show to talk a little urban deer hunting. You know, they allow archery-only urban deer hunting in a lot of Midwestern states. Is that a realistic possibility here in Texas as deer continue to adapt and encroach upon urban areas? So I'm excited about that. Then we'll visit with Carl Riley of Houston. He recently landed an 800-pound blue marlin during the Bisbee's Black and Blue Tournament this past October. Problem is, he arrived at the weigh-in 10 minutes too late, and it cost him and his team the first place $650,000 paycheck. What a heartbreaker. So we'll get his take on that as well. Thanks to all of our guests this morning. Of course, Robert Perez of Texas Parks and Wildlife, Captain Pat Hunt, and Texas Ranger hurler Tommy Hunter. A special holiday thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. Join me this January 6 to 9 at Visions, Dallas Safari Club's convention and sporting expo. Once again at the Dallas Convention Center, Visions will be our biggest show ever. The Convention Center will host over 1,200 exhibitors, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure in Texas or around the world. I look forward to seeing you at Visions, January 6 to 9 at the Dallas Convention Center.
Hunters understand that concealment and protection are not things to be overlooked, and that's why I choose Texas Custom Camo Imaging for my firearm, pickup, and hunting gear. Located right here in the Metroplex, they offer a variety of great-looking and durable waterproof coatings to fit every need. Featuring camo, wood grain, carbon fiber, and many other patterns, check them out at CustomCamoImaging.com or call Ray at 817-233-0522 and take it to the next level with Texas Custom Camo Imaging.
Howdy, Range Country. Chance Cody here to tell you about Squaw Mountain Whitetails. Located only 2 hours from DFW in Jack County, you can harvest management deer or go big with a 200-class buck. With trophy elk, exotic hunts, fabulous wing shooting, and terrain with over 500 feet of elevation changes and beautiful Trinity River frontage, there's no ranch like it. Family-owned and operated, they take pride in being a premier hunting and getaway destination. Call 214-769-3151 or visit smwhunts.com. That's smwhunts.com.
Dove and deer seasons are fast approaching, so head on over to Elm Fork Shooting Sports and shake the rust off. It's the premier shooting facility for shotguns, rifles, and pistols. Featuring skeet, trap, five stand, and two fabulous sporting clay courses, Elm Fork is a shotgunner's paradise, offering CHL courses, hunter education, and special wing shooting clinics with renowned shotgunner and general manager Jeannie Allman. Elm Fork has you covered. Conveniently located on 467 acres between DFW and Love Field airports, call 972-556-0103 or visit elmfork.com. That's elmfork.com for all your shooting needs.
Ram season has arrived at Dodge City of McKinney. It's the 60-day handshake special. 60 days, no payments, or choose 0% financing for 60 months on all of our 2010 Ram pickups. Get a new 2010 Ram quad cab only $16,988, single cab only $14,988. All vehicles come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Exit Virginia Parkway off 75 in McKinney to see for yourself today, or call Dodge City McKinney at 877-291-0514.